6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely fantastic, terrific Thursday, August 14th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a text message during the break. I'm surprised that the senators are even there. Yeah, I know, I was too. But we'll see what happens going forward. Going to be very, very interesting. Now, one other story that I think that this budget shutdown threat is real is, according to Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader Brinks, Democrat from Grand Rapids, hasn't had a one-on-one meeting with the House Speaker Matt Hall in about a month. And she's concerned that the state is careening towards a September 30th shutdown because House Republicans have not been able to produce a budget that makes their road funding and tax cut promises add up. At her afternoon press conference, which took place after the Senate district yesterday, or Senate session yesterday, Brink said that contrary to the assertions made by Matt Hall, Speaker of the House, she has not been having conversations with the head of the House Republican caucus throughout the entire summer. Their staff members are meeting, but again, she hasn't talked to him one-on-one in about a month. Well, to that, Hall said later in the day that he didn't want to contradict her statement, but press likes to write stories, and I say don't talk to her, but I actually have talked to her quite a bit. Now, talking versus meeting, I think, is where she's coming from. Well, the Senate leader is concerned about the prospects of a government shutdown, in part because she's heard House Republicans publicly say they wouldn't mind seeing one. She's noted that it's incredibly expensive to start to wind down non-essential parts of the state government and then try to restart those again just after a few days. It's disruptive to people who depend on the services that the government provides, and frankly, to the entire state, who have a reasonable expectation that the House should be acting responsibly in preventing this from happening. But we've certainly seen that there are folks who are more than happy to go down this road, said Brinks. Well, here is the actual Authorization Act. Pulled this up, had this for basically our understanding of how this process works. The legal authorization to fund state government expires at midnight on September 30th unless a new fiscal year spending plan is signed into law by the governor by midnight on October 1st. Well, the governor introduced her budget proposal back in February. The Senate passed their recommended budget in May. The House only passed a K-12 funding plan in June, but are still working on the general government's portion. all said last week in talking with subcommittee chairs who are working on their proposals, their recommendations will be out, quote, soon. He keeps using that same word, soon. Paul is still working to get a $3 billion long-term road funding formula proposal done alongside the fiscal year budget, which Governor Gretchen Whitmer is on board with. But he wants the Senate Democrats to come out with their preferences so they can start negotiating. Brinks said the Senate Democrats have not kicked out their own road funding plan because she feels that it would narrow our chances to get a budget and a road deal done together, which she said needs to happen in order for the numbers to work. Senate Majority Leader Brinks said a roads deal needs to be sustainable, and if it's going to get passed, it will take tough votes. I want to do the job. I want to do it well. And I do want to make sure that it's done in a fair way. We will continue to be at the table so that all different pieces of the plan can be put together. But as of right now, without conversations about the entire whole budget, it's very, very difficult to do that in isolation. She said the only way to get a substantive road funding package done is through the budget process. She's not going to agree to anything that guts essential services like education, and it has to get the entire job done, not just a portion. Well, Speaker Hall at his press conference earlier in the day said that the House Republicans budget he's working on with the Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Bowen doesn't cut education or Medicaid. In fact, he said Medicaid budget may end up being larger than last year's. But until he can show the numbers, Senator Jeff Irwin, Democrat of Ann Arbor, stressed that Hall doesn't really have a road plan. He has a road press release. Because the way he gets to $3 billion in funding without new taxes is only spelled out and has been spelled out in his press releases. We haven't seen any actual bill text. And from what Irwin sees, the numbers don't add up. Asked about Hall's charge made last week that the Senate budget passed in May no longer works because the state has since revised its revenue estimates. And since President Trump has signed the One Big Beautiful Bill, Brinks said numbers always fluctuate during a budget negotiating process. But that's not a reason not to negotiate. Brink said, this feels like it's simply being used as an excuse. So, bottom line, there's all kinds of finger pointing going on back and forth. Senator Darren Calamari from Trenton, the chair of the Senate K-12 Education Budget Subcommittee, said the Senate's school aid fund budget is still sitting in the House. It has a surplus built into it, and it is, quote, ready to go, end quote. Well, Brinks didn't dispute Hall's observation that Governor Whitmer is not in complete alignment with the Senate Democrats. But she said that's true with any caucus and any governor, including the ones of the same party. I understand that Hall is eager to give the impression that there's a wedge between the Democrats in the legislature and the governor, but that is simply not the case. Also attending yesterday's press conference in Brink's Capitol office, Senator Calamari, Irwin, and Pohanky. Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony was preparing for a 2 p.m. committee meeting regarding the impact of the One Big Beautiful Bill that would be coming up to be discussed as part of the budget negotiations. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this, folks, as we're getting closer and closer from them being fully back in the session. We'll see where this goes. We'll continue following it because I think they're so far apart. I don't think there's going to be any way they can broker a deal here in the month of September. But we'll see. Because one of the other processes that we're looking at is the entire package, and whether or not this is something that is going to be then be willing to be signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This governor has not had a problem pulling out her red line item veto pen and striking many things from the budget, especially if she doesn't like the way they're proposing the fund, the road funding deal. If they, the House Republicans, want it done where it's going to hurt the school aid fund, well, the school aid budget fund might have to be renegotiated. So it's going to be very interesting. We've been following this for months. Summer is coming to a close. Labor Day is on the horizon. We'll see where this ends up. But it is definitely a process, and finger pointing is everywhere. They are blaming each other every step of the way. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just a very brief, short story. State Representative Betsy Kofia, Democrat down in Traverse City, announced yesterday that she had both cancer and a benign brain tumor removed Tuesday, and that she would be taking time to rest up and heal after her hospital stay. Kofia said she was diagnosed with a reoccurrence benign brain tumor that had been initially removed in 2020. While it's not back to the level of 2020, it still required medical intervention. More recently, unrelated to the tumor, she received a diagnosis of a very rare form of cancer, which we were fortunately able to catch at stage one. This cancer also requires medical intervention. Both diagnoses have come with positive prognosis, and I'm hoping to make a full recovery with the support of a great medical team from the University of Michigan Hospitals. While I may not be as visible in the state house and in the community here in northern Michigan, my dedication to the legislative team is keeping things moving. My dedicated legislative team is keeping things moving to serve my constituents in my absence. I continue to contribute where I can and remain fully committed to work for you that you elected me to do. I look forward to returning to my full capacity as soon as I'm able. So, hopes and prayers for full recovery, because brain cancer is not fun. And hopefully she'll be able to defeat this and get back to work in Lansing. And the one, I guess, saving grace to that is the fact that the House Democrats are in a minority. So her missing votes really isn't going to change the outcome of anything. House Republicans control the majority and can pass basically anything they want. So it's going to be very hopeful for her to have time to recover and then get back to work. One thing I do want to remind you of this segment here before we wrap up hour number one. Been talking about this. A couple of people have taken advantage of it. They heard me talk about this on the radio. They actually went over to Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. They sat down with the team sales member, gave them the VIN number to their vehicle, got a text message. It was amazing. They were able to not only look at our vehicle, but then they had exactly what inventory we could go out and look at. We spent a good part of 3 hours going through different trailers, sitting down, looking at them, being told what their features were, that each one had different than the others, and was able to go home to think about it. We are definitely heading back, possibly on Friday, to make a purchase. So, Dan, greatly appreciate the text message. Thank you for that. And that's all you have to do, folks. You can give them a call, 989-448-8700. You can go to their website, Northern Michigan RV. You can look at their inventory, but you really need to know what your vehicle can haul. Unless you're going to do it the other way, you want to go find a trailer you like and then be told what kind of vehicle you need to get, maybe you're going to get a new vehicle as well. So you can do it both ways, but to save you the most money, just give them your VIN number, what you have now, and they'll tell you what your options are. Sit down with you. Reach out to a couple different lenders based on your credit score and your income and find the best financing for you as well. And remind you that they do not charge any garbage fake fees. You're not going to pay for documentation preparation, document prep, delivery fees, destination fees, none of that. And if you've seen a trailer or a camper, motorhome, whatever, at an RV show, Tony and his team will match or beat the same pricing that you may have seen at an RV show. Just tell them what you were told. They'll look it up and make it happen. So greatly appreciate Tony and his team over there getting ready later this fall for their winterization. Be prepared for that. They are going to be doing that usually on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Get your unit ready for storage for the winter or get you ready to head down south. Make sure you're all lubed up and ready to go. Brakes are working. Everything is lubed up and you're ready to roll for this winter. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.